Earlier this year, a Montana court heard arguments in a first-of-its-kind climate trial. Young people allege that the state's aggressive pursuit of fossil fuels violates Montana's constitution. Today, the judge who heard that case ruled in their favor. And as NPR's Nathan Rott reports, it could have a big, long-term impact on climate litigation.
The lawsuit was brought by 16 plaintiffs, aged 5 to 22, and it's centered on a unique part of Montana's constitution, which guarantees the state's residents to a clean and healthful environment. The argument the plaintiffs made was that Montana's promotion of climate-warming fossil fuels like coal and gas violated that right. In a 103-page ruling, State Judge Kathy Seeley overwhelmingly agreed.
I thought this was one of the strongest decisions on climate change ever issued by any court anywhere.
Michael Girard is the director of Columbia Law School's Sabin Center for Climate Change Law.
It was only the second time there's ever been an actual trial in a courtroom with climate scientists on the stand subject to cross-examination. And the court found for the plaintiffs in every respect.
In particular, the judge ruled against a provision in Montana's Environmental Policy Act, which prevents the state from considering the climate impacts of energy projects at all. Barbara Chilcott is a Montana-based attorney who worked on the case for the Western Environmental Law Center.
You know, going forward in Montana, at least, we certainly will see the state being required now to actually consider climate change, which seems like a no-brainer, but it's a huge step.
In an emailed statement, Emily Flowers, a spokeswoman for Montana's attorney general, called the ruling absurd and a taxpayer-funded publicity stunt. The state's argument has long been that Montana, a state of just over a million people, can't be blamed for changing the world's climate. The ruling dismisses that argument, though, and lays out science-based climate facts, which Girard and Chilcott both say could be used in future climate cases.
Nationally, I think that a case like this is what sets the stage for the dominoes to fall, right? And for other courts to look at this really detailed ruling from the judge in Montana and say, yeah, we've got something similar going on and, you know, we're not charting new territory now.
A similar lawsuit in Hawaii is set to go to trial next summer. Nathan Rott, NPR News.